I would like to make an important announcement. This is especially for all our dear brothers and sisters in Islam in India. This is regarding a new bill that was tabled in the Indian Parliament by the BJP government, by the Modi government, to amend the Waqf Bill. They tabled a couple of weeks back in the Parliament an amendment to the Waqf Bill 2024. And what this BJP government is trying to do, along with its coalition, the NDA government, is they're trying to usurp, trying to take away the property of the Muslim Waqf Board. And many of you may not be aware that the Muslim Waqf Board is the third largest body which has the maximum land in the whole of India. The first two are government bodies, that is the defense, and the second is the Indian Railways. And the third is the Muslim Waqf Board, which has 9.4 lakh acres of land, which is approximately 41 billion square feet of land. That is more than 3,800 square kilometers. It's the size of a small country. So the Muslim Waqf Board of India has the third largest bank. It is a body which has the third largest bank of land. And let me tell my non-Muslim brothers and sisters of India that this Waqf Board property is not a public property. Unlike the property belonging to the government, etc., this is a private property. Waqf in Arabic means an endowment. So this is not a public property. It is a private property donated by Muslims in the past, many centuries ago, or decades ago, or recently. It is Waqf, meaning an endowment for the use of the Muslims. It's a religious act, Waqf, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not a public property, so no non-Muslim can interfere in this religious. And the Indian constitution has safeguarded the Waqf property. It is so secured and so stable, but unfortunately, this anti-Islamic, anti-Muslim government, the NDA, the BJP government, which is run by the Prime Minister Modi, it is trying to usurp, eat the property of the Muslim. So my request that with this amendment, what are they trying to do? They're trying to say, okay, now we will reassess that if anything is a Waqf property, it goes in dispute, we'll have a board that will assess whether actually it is Waqf or not. What is this? It's mean, it's secured, no one can interfere with it. And they're trying to control it and trying to put non-Muslims on this board. What we have to do is, when they table this in the parliament, this time, unlike the last 10 years, unlike the last two elections, the BJP alone had won with a majority. But in the recent election, they have a coalition government. And the opposition is also quite strong. Previously, no opposition even had 5% of seats. So to be a leader of the opposition, you have to have minimum 5% seats of the parliament. The Indian parliament has 543 seats. You have to have minimum 54, 55 seats. And this time, of course, there's an opposition which is strong. And they took objection. That is the reason it has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Board. And the Joint Parliamentary Board has given a time limit till 13th of September. If any Muslim has objection, they can take objection. And if at least 5 million, the Indian population, according to the PEW report of 2022 census, there are 211 million Muslims in India. And that's approximately the statistics of the government also. 14.6% of the Indian population, they are Muslims. And even if 5 million Muslim, even 2.5% of the Muslim, if they send the objection and they reject this Waqf Board amendment bill, it will be stopped. So now it is our duty that this anti-Islamic, anti-Muslim coalition government, which is trying to usurp, eat the property of the Muslims, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of mosques in the Waqf Board, hundreds and thousands of madrasas, of graveyards. The total bank is 9.4 lakh acres, 41 billion square feet, 3,800 square kilometer. It may be worth billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. It is a big asset. And they're trying to eat this property, trying to put non-Muslim on the board. Imagine just one mosque, Babri Mosque, a couple of decades earlier, when it was taken away, there was a big human cry, there was a big commotion, there was riots. If this bill is passed, there will be thousands of mosques that can easily be taken away from Muslim Ummah. Thousands of graveyards can be taken away. Thousands of madrasas, thousands of property worth lakhs of acres of land can be taken away. It is your duty, it's my duty to see to it that we object to it. And we have to, what we have to do only is that scan. You can see it below on the link, or maybe you will see if you go on my Facebook or go on my social media, there will be a post which has a QR code. You can scan. You have to scan it with your mobile phone on the camera. It will take you to the link and only raise your objection that you reject this Waqf Board Amendment Bill. Even if 5 million, hardly 2.5% of the Muslim of India object, this bill will be stopped. But we don't want that. We want at least 10% of the Muslim Ummah to object it, to reject this amendment bill. And I hope that my dear Muslim brothers and sisters of India, they will see to it that they don't sleep this time. We should be active. Otherwise, our next generation would blame us that this Waqf was given by our forefathers, most of it, hundreds of years back, tens of years back. Majority is coming since down the ages. And it is for the benefit of the Ummah. And just let me tell you one fact, that the richest residents in the full world belongs to an Indian, that is Mukesh Ambani. And you know that Mukesh Ambani has his own private residence in Altamont Road, which is Antilla. It is 27 story tall and it's said to be $2 billion. Some say 1 billion, some say 1.5. Some estimates say it is $2 billion. It is the richest private residence in the world. And do you know this residence of Mukesh Ambani, which is supposed to be the richest Indian, it is built on a Waqf property. So much so that after it was completed, there was a court case and finally he won it. It was built on a Waqf property. Yet there are some of our Muslims who are corrupted, who for small gain, they take bribes, etc., and they don't handle the property well. This should be stopped. We have no objection in somebody having to take care of the Waqf board. But interfering, putting a non-Muslim on the board, trying to usurp the property. Do you know there are thousands of acres of Muslim Waqf property which is taken by the government at a mere rental rate of a small amount? All this is happening in our country, which we Muslims should stand up for. It is our right. It is our property. It's a private property for the benefit of the Muslim Ummah of India. And I hope inshallah today, and see to it that the imams of the masjid in the next coming Jummah Khutbah, they see to it that they raise the protest and they tell the Jama'ah that see to it that we scan the code and we reject the Muslim Waqf Amendment Bill. And I hope that inshallah that most of the Muslims, almost all listening to this message of mine, will take action immediately and lodge the protest and reject the Muslim Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, which has been tabled by the NDA government, the BJP government, by Narendra Modi. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters of India, see to it that you scan the QR code and you object and say that you reject the Waqf Board Amendment Bill before the 13th of September 2024. The court has given a date for the parliament, for the judiciary panel, that the protest should be launched or the protest should be made or by the Muslims rejected by the last date is 13th of September 2024.